Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Anna Bevan Gravely and Brad Crone. This past week, we saw an interesting op-ed piece from former UNC President Erskine Bowles and Senator Richard Burr. In it, they admitted it was difficult in today's environment to grow the UNC legacy in this complex and politically changed world, and devoted much of the piece that they wrote to the governance of the UNC system, recommending we should debate how to improve the makeup of the board, we should better define proper board activities and roles, and shift the focus from short-term to long-term approaches. Brad, you've been a critic of UNC's Board of Governors in the past. What did you think of that op-ed?
Well, just like Bowles Simpson, the approach back earlier at the turn of the century on addressing our fiscal problems of the nation, I think Erskine's very thoughtful. And I welcomed his leadership. I welcomed the comments from Senator Burr. And I think adding more structure, Tom, is vitally important to provide guardrails and guidance for our UNC Board of Governors.
AB, in some respects, when Senator Burr signed that op-ed piece, he was backhandedly being critical of his own Republican Party who put these people in to the Board of Governors slots, wasn't he?
Well, I think that was definitely the intention. And if it wasn't, it was not received in a different way. One thing I do find interesting about the op-ed is they wanted to take a step back and really say, hey, guys, we all agree that this should be a thing and we should be better. Why don't we take some steps back so we can go forward in a unified way? And it depends on how that's going to be received as either helpful and above it or condescending and why are they telling us?
In one of his very last interviews, Bill Friday, if you remember, did for NC Spin at our 800th show, he said at the time that Bob Scott forced this through the legislature, he knew that this appointment process was going to create problems. I don't know that he anticipated how long it would be before it happened, but he knew it was going to be problematic. Do we need to go back to some sort of formulaic kind of approach to the majority party has X number of appointments, the minority party has X number of appointments?
I don't think that that would be a bad idea to ensure that you get a variety of voices and opinions from leadership across the state. And not only is it Democratic, Republican, but it's East, West, Piedmont,
sex,
institutions.
Race.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that it's a little more representative of the state of North Carolina.
You think that'll ever happen?
No. I don't think that's going to happen. If it does, that's going to be a whole other issue to work out, but there's been a lot of conversation around.
This will sound sexist, but truthfully, there was sort of a gentleman's agreement so far as the appointment of the BOG up until 2011 that there would be certain slots guaranteed to Republicans. The other thing I think that didn't get said in this was the appointment of all the lobbyists, people who are actually paying money into the campaigns of legislators and get nominated.
Now, that started in the early 2000s throughout...
With the Democrats in charge.
With the Democrats in charge. And, you know, it worked. To a certain extent, I would argue that Brad Adcock's leadership on the Board of Governors was productive. His leadership at Appalachian State, productive. And there's several others that have served... The former Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services under Governor Holzhauser was active with the nursing home industry and had served. So I don't think the fact that you're a lobbyist at the General Assembly precludes your ability to serve on the Board of Governors.
Do you think we're ever going to see any changes as a result of what happened, either with the controversies they've experienced over the last year and the Silent Sam debacle?
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope that there's going to be more discussion about how can they all work together on a unified vision. I think that's some of what the op-ed was really hitting on, and I totally agree with that. But
I don't think you'll see any major changes until Democrats take at least one chamber of the General Assembly and can force the Republicans to the table to accept changes in the governance of our UNC system.
Interesting. Well, until that time, we obviously will continue talking about it. We thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.